Well, sir, there is one thing you might want to see, with your permission.
She indicated the computer. He regarded her for a moment. This had better be good. Otherwise, her impertinence would not be overlooked.
Go ahead. Impress me, he said.
She didn't flinch, but her resolution in the force wavered just for an instant. Then she leaned over him and tapped in something. What appeared on the screen was a vision of beauty. It looked like a geyser at the moment of eruption, captured forever in time. Each finger of water, each splash, each droplet frozen so that one could admire its power and grace. Swirling, turning, it was vibrant. Creative motion somehow paused, and Talon's heart leapt. Like all the Sith tribe, he put a great value on beauty, whether it be in the lines of a being's face, the drape of a handmade garment, or the curve of a shikar handle. This moved him to his core. He had to have it.
It is exquisite,
breathed Talon.
Is it a statue?
Pleased at his response, Liha smiled.
No, sir. It is a natural formation. It's a type of glass.
He turned his head sharply to look at her, but she was serious. Glass? Glass more lovely, more dramatic than any piece he had ever owned, ever seen constructed for any building in Tov.
How is this possible? What is it?
It is called the Fountain of the Hot Ancients. The planet produces deep in its core a substance called Wintrium. Back before recorded time, and that's a long time here, sir. Tens of thousands of years, there was some kind of fissure in the planet's crust. The Wintrium erupted. There was a chemical change when it came into contact with the air. Rather, like water freezing instantly. Except, it was transformed into glass rather than ice.
If it had been a statue, Talon mused, he would have abducted the artist on the spot and forced him or her to create a piece of equal or superior beauty for Talon's private collection. But as it was a natural formation...
I imagine this fountain is highly regarded among the Clatooidians.
Oh, definitely. It's a sacred object to them. Time is very important to their mindset and culture.
Liha continued, warming to the subject. Clearly, she'd done a lot of research before bringing the fountain to her captain's attention.
The Wintrium continues to harden through the centuries, becoming stronger instead of more fragile.
Interesting, thought Talon. A material that grows stronger over time. Weapons that grow stronger over time.
He pulled thoughtfully on his neatly trimmed goatee, his eyes never leaving the image of the fountain as Liha spoke.
The Clatooinians, too, believe they grow stronger over time. One of the reasons they agreed to become servants of the Hutts 25,000 years ago was because the Hutts promised to always keep the fountain safe.
He shot her a quick glance.
Hutts, as in the name of the fountain Hutts?
Well, yes, although it was originally just called the Fountain of the Ancients.
What are Hutts?
Liha didn't miss a beat. She leaned over, not bothering to ask his permission a second time. He liked that. It showed initiative and confidence, and called up another image. This was of a large worm-like creature, with a large head, grinning mouth, and two small arm-like appendages. It was most certainly not beautiful.
Hutts can live to be 1,000 years old, which was why when they descended upon Clatooine, they were revered as being connected to the mythological ancients. The Hutts are intelligent, self-serving, and manipulative, and they took advantage of the Clatooinian belief that they were akin to gods. They tricked the Clatooinians into signing over the younglings to be set to work for the Hutts whenever they saw fit. In dangerous mines, as tradespeople, as soldiers in an army. For whatever the Hutts needed, they used the Clatooinians.